our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
You don't talk like that.
That's how I talk.
Oh boy.
That's how I've always talked.
Oh boy.
That's why you married me, because you
I don't even remember what our vows said.
My sister and her boyfriend wrote them. They were all nerdy and stuff. Oh. I think I have them saved somewhere.
Something about being my player too.
Something. Yeah. Something like that. I don't remember the details, but they're cool.
All right, so we just got back from a shopping trip. I watched 15 minutes of two different movies.
25
minutes of this movie, 15 minutes of a different movie.
Of Terminator Genesis.
It's actually really good so far. I'm super impressed with Terminator Genesis. I'm 25 minutes into it. It starts out at, like, the first movie. It's like, okay, this is all the stuff that happened in the first movie. But then it goes crazy, and I don't even know what's happening.
I don't really care about it, but you're allowed to. Mm-hmm. You're perfectly allowed to.
I thought you liked Terminator.
I did like Terminator. I don't really care about the new movies. Oh. I feel very strongly that movies should stop being made when they're done being made, you know? Like, we didn't need a Finding Nemo sequel. I'm sure it's fine. I'm not going to see it, because it doesn't need to exist, right? Mm. I feel strongly that people need to know when to stop.
Well, sure. I think that movies don't need to exist in the first place, though.
No, I know that, but I feel very strongly about sequels, specifically, and that they shouldn't exist if they're not adding value.
I think there's value added here.
Right, but then there was that Terminator Salvation nonsense.
Oh, that just soured you?
Which was so bad!
That just soured you from the franchise, and you're
done? Yeah, I just can't. It's not necessary.
I think this one's doing a good job of bringing
it back, though.
I feel
like they just made this one because they felt so bad about the last one.
But it's working out. It goes back to the roots.
Yeah. It's just not... Again...
I'm only 25 minutes in, I don't know if
the
movie's gonna be
good. This is the sort of sequel that, like, is playing on nostalgia, which isn't necessary. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of stuff like that. Like, they didn't... Or remakes. They didn't need to remake Ghostbusters. Right, they did, and that's cool. It's got all ladies and stuff. That's
that it's
cool,
good.
But it didn't need to be done.
Yeah,
that's all.
So we had sushi for dinner.
We had grocery store sushi. It's good.
It was real good.
Like, why is grocery store sushi good here? Oh yeah, because there's fish here.
Yeah,
and they just have fish.
And there's a lot of people who know how to make sushi around here.
There are. I mean,
so I saw a map of the United States.
Did you?
Based on which language besides English is spoken most?
Yeah, it's
in that
like
state.
The most spoken one. I know North Dakota's German.
Yeah.
What's Washington?
Vietnamese.
Vietnamese. Okay, I believe that. I don't know why I believe that.
Because they have good Vietnamese sandwiches here.
They do. There's some killer banh mi.
Yeah.
I accidentally walked like 10 miles yesterday.
I walked like 4 miles today.
Did you?
Yeah.
I went walking, and we have some locks kind of nearby, which I don't know if you're not familiar with the nautical thing that is a lock. Basically, it's when there's two bodies of water that are different heights,
like the Panama Canal.
Yeah, that are different heights. They do either like one or maybe multiple, sometimes depending on the height difference, like little, they like trap some water in it and they raise and lower the water level.
They make like a little dam.
Yeah, it's like a little bridge thing for boats. But we have those, and they're just really boring to watch. There's, like, hundreds of people just crowded around them watching
them. Water go up and down really
slowly. Yeah, like, I didn't really understand that. But there was a sea lion in the harbor, and there was a fish.
Mm-hmm. I went to a park today that there was a sign that said, share the beach with seals. Don't bring your dogs here, because they will attack the seals.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I didn't see any seals. But I saw a sign that said, there might be seals here.
There might be seals sometime.
But yeah, that was a local park called Lincoln Park, and they just have, like, ocean.
You didn't go there for the ocean, though, did you?
No, I went there for Charmanders.
Went there for Charmanders. Charmanders
Pokemon Minute.
Pokemon Go Minute. It might go longer than a minute.
Sure.
I didn't catch anybody really cool and new today. I caught an onyx yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What else did I catch yesterday that was cool? I had like a list. No, I hatched a couple of doe duos.
I caught a doe duo.
You caught a doe, like a wild one.
Yep. At Lincoln Park. With a Ponyta. Okay. I think I caught the Ponyta on the way.
Okay.
I got a Charmander there.
Charmander, yeah. I caught a War Turtle today.
I caught a Squirtle there.
What else? Squirtle was there. There was something else that I caught. Like, it was so exciting, I've already forgotten about it.
And we found a website where you can check the IVs of your Pokemon.
Yeah, so you can see how good or crap your Pokemon are.
Last couple evenings, we've been checking all of our Pokemon.
Just spend like an hour checking to see if our Pokemon are good or not. It doesn't even matter. We like rarely fight gyms.
It really doesn't matter.
We don't go fight
But I mean,
gyms
that's how I do it in the regular Pokemon games, though. Like, I check all my IVs
that's
and I'm
true.
Like, okay, this one's got all good numbers.
You were playing competitively, though, so that did matter.
Yeah, that's
a
true.
Little bit.
I was in the Pokemon gym.
Yeah, you were a gym leader.
A gym leader. No, I was
no,
a
you were
Elite,
an Elite Four.
Yeah. In Fargo.
Okay. Hold on, I'm finding out the other guy I caught yesterday that I was excited about. Oh, I caught a Weeping Bell today. I caught
a Grimer
today.
Yeah.
I had a Grimer before, though. That's not a new one for me. Onyx, Oh, Voltorb. Voltorb's what I was excited about. Because
I didn't have
a Voltorb before. And now I have a Voltorb.
That's cool.
Because like we're not by any power plants, so.
There's some other Pokemon news. They've released some more.
Boop, boop, boop. Different Pokemon
still
news.
Still Pokemon Minute. It's still the same Minute. No,
okay.
So the Alola region is for Pokemon.
You should back up. So Pokemon Sun and Moon were announced for November.
Yeah, November 18th.
I'm sorry. Pokemon Sun and Pokemon.
Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Pokemon.
And it's in the Alola region, which is
Hawaii.
It's Hawaii, but there's four islands.
I don't know how many islands Hawaii has.
Well, Hawaii has a whole string of islands.
I have literally no idea.
But it's like there's four islands, and I think each one has like, I don't know if they're doing gyms the same way.
I hope you don't have to swim between them, and there's all tentacles.
I don't know if they're doing gyms again, because it seemed like there was each island had a leader, like a kahuna, that you had to fight.
Oh, I don't like that.
No, there have to be eight gyms. There have to be eight gyms.
That's how the game works.
I know.
Two gyms on an island I'm fine with,
okay,
but you have to have eight gyms.
But it looked like, but there's like kahunas on each island.
Okay, but if there aren't eight gyms, I'm not playing this game.
Okay, then I'll just play yours.
Okay.
I'm gonna anyway.
You're gonna anyway.
You're gonna like play
you
it
You always do. I'll
it
play
after
it for
a
like,
while.
I might play it through. If it's a good game, like I played X and Y through.
Yeah, those are really good.
Think.
X and Y were awesome.
I think I finished
And this is the first new one since X and Y.
Yeah. Did you put on sunscreen today?
No.
No, you should do that sometimes.
But I'm starting to get tan.
Yeah, but you're also going to get sunburned and get cancer. I don't want you to have cancer.
I'm getting tan.
What I don't want is for you to have cancer.
Ugh, I'm probably going to have 6 or 7 cancer.
I don't want you to have any cancer. No cancer. 0 cancer.
All right. So anyway, I was still talking about Pokemon and you're off on a tangent.
Listen, have you ever heard our podcast?
My cancer situation is irrelevant
you
at this
listen,
point.
It's no, there's no can. There's no known cancer in either of us. Let's be clear on that.
Yeah.
No known cancer.
So anyway, they announced that they're having different forms of Pokemon that we all know and love.
Now, I'd like to be clear. I've never really understood the form thing and why it has to exist. Because there have been Pokemon previously that had different forms,
right?
They had like...
Well, they had
the
like,
only one that I got was like the one that form is in his name. What's that one?
Cast form?
Cast form. Then he gets like rain and like... That guy I'm fine with,
I mean,
but I don't understand.
There's been some, like, over time, like Meloetta, it has, like, a dancing form and a singing form.
I don't get
there's
it.
There's another bird that has 4 different forms. There's, like, a flying electric, flying
right, but
fire.
I don't get it.
They change.
Like, why would you want, why would not just make 4 Pokemon?
Because you can, it makes it versatile.
I don't want that, though. I just
Rotom
want 4 Pokemon.
Has a bunch of different forms.
I just want 4 Pokemon. That's all.
Well, then catch 4 Pokemon.
I just think the form thing is weird. It feels like it brought in, like, a weird...
Celebi? Or not Celebi,
like
Shaymin.
A weird extra level to Pokemon that I didn't need or want.
Oh, sure. Well, it just makes new Pokemon that are the same as other Pokemon.
People are real mad about Pokemon Go. Like, people on the internet
people
are super mad
about
it because a feature that hasn't worked since the first week they disabled.
Yeah.
For some reason, that made people really
and then,
mad.
And the whole Pokemon Go subreddit is all up in arms. They're like, this is the worst thing
They're
that ever
like,
happened.
They're all like, get all your money back from Android and Apple, which is obviously how the development company is going to be able to afford
My thinking in this
anything.
Giant crisis is that if all these assholes stop playing, I don't have to worry about them taking over my gyms.
That's true. I really wish I could switch teams to be on your gym. Mm-hmm. I know I've mentioned that before, but I just...
Well, maybe after a little while, once all these assholes quit, then you can talk to Niantic and they'll let you switch.
Yeah, I think there's like a request form, but they haven't let you switch yet. Like nobody's been confirmed.
Yeah, just gotta wait for it to chill out a little bit.
Yeah. So anyway, I walked 10 miles yesterday. Didn't catch as many Pokemon as I thought I would. Mm-hmm. But I walked it in sandals. because I like wasn't planning on walking that far. Mm-hmm. I was gonna walk like a mile home, mm-hmm. but then I was like, I'll just go this other direction instead. This park isn't that far away. And then I got there and I was like, well, this park was kind of disappointing. Where else can I go? And I was like, oh, I guess I'll just walk like six more miles.
So I walked to, I walked past the bridge on Fremont Street.
Yeah.
That's where I walked to. And then I took the 62 into town.
Okay.
So like, just cause I didn't want to walk that boring bit where there's nothing.
Yeah.
So I just took a bus.
Wait, past the toll bridge on Fremont?
Past the bridge. Like, if you go down, like, you know, the 62 goes...
Or not the toll bridge. The
blue bridge.
Lifty bridge. What do they call it?
The drawbridge.
Drawbridge.
Yeah. I walked over the drawbridge, and then I took a stoplight past it.
Being on a bus stuck behind a drawbridge.
Yeah.
Because your bus is already slow, anyway, and then there's the drawbridge.
The reason I wanted to walk downtown is twofold. One of the folds is I wanted to see the new place where I work. I got a new job.
burying the lead here, Adam got a job offer today that is not... He currently works at Taco Bell, which is fine, yeah,
But I'm not trying to do
great.
But after next week, I have a new job as the assistant manager of Candy Time, a candy store in a mall. Who could take sunrise? Something in the rain.
You know it. I know you know all the words.
Bucket and collect the ball... Green Candyman can.
He's faking that he doesn't know these words, but he's seen that movie Willy Wonka like a million 400 times.
That's why I'm the Candyman.
You're the Candyman. We realized today that that's been his entire life goal. We just didn't even know it until just now.
And the greatest thing about that job is that 20 feet away from it is a Daiso.
Yeah. The Japan store.
I didn't even realize there was one downtown.
There's a Japan store. I didn't either.
We had to go to like the
south. Hidden.
We had to go to drive an
hour.
Yeah, we
went like the south. Well, we were down there for other reasons I think we went there for the container store.
You went there for the container store. I was kidding.
We didn't even buy any containers.
I was kidding about the container
store. I'm still not kidding. I really want that recycling garbage bin.
I need to get new containers for my feet.
Your phone has made a vibrate.
Yeah, it beeped. It made like some...
Hold on. This is important. It's an important message.
Not important.
Not important.
It was just a game notification.
Okay, perfect.
So the second reason is I mentioned earlier that I had a gift for you.
You did. You've been saying this since I got home. You said I have a gift for
you. And it was...
You've really been playing it up, and I'm preparing for disappointment.
So it didn't
cost... But I trust
you,
because
it didn't cost
gifts.
Me anything.
Okay.
And this is a special message to all of our listeners as well. If you go to a GameStop, they will give you an Arceus.
Woo-wee! I only have an illegal Arceus.
Now you have a real one.
Yeah. I'm going to fire up one of these games, though.
Yeah, me too. I have my X over here.
I don't think I even have
it. But, yeah, from August 1st to 24th, you can go into GameStop, and they'll give you a little card that has a code on it to redeem an Arceus on Pokemon X or Y or Ruby or Sapphire.
You have to redeem it by November. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, but you can get a card.
That's awesome. There you go. What was I going to say?
But that was your gift that I got for you. I hope you like it.
Thank you. You're good at gifts. Did you know that about yourself?
You keep saying that, but I'm not that
good.
No,
you actually are, though.
Is that something you wanted?
Yeah. See? I mean, I didn't know I wanted it,
you weren't super disappointed in the gift that I got for you that didn't cost me any money?
A free gift. Did you get a gift that did cost you money?
Well, I have all these snacks.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
So, when I did go to the South Mall, there's a Asian grocery store that's huge. It's
there
like a supermarket.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of them around, actually. We just haven't looked for
them. It's called Seafood City.
There's quite a few of them.
And they had so many different snacks. I bought three separate things.
Mm-hmm.
We're
getting... Okay, so we've recently started counting calories.
These are 60 each.
And we have to be careful about this. So
one of these is 60 calories.
This
we can share
serving
one.
Size is 30 grams. There's two servings in here, so we can weigh out some of that.
Okay.
That's 146 calories per serving.
We can just have half a serving. We just need to taste it. Ooh, let's try that first. That one's exciting.
And then this has... Okay, I'm going to weigh this out, though, because this is 130 calories.
Okay, we tell everybody what it's called and what it is.
This is called Kropik Ni Mang Huang Cinemac-flavored cracklings.
Cinemac.
We don't know what Cinemac is.
It's S-I-N-I-M-A-K.
Ingredients. Corn.
Don't read the ingredients. That's not fun.
You have to read the ingredients.
Okay.
Tapioca starch. Vegetable oil.
Okay.
May contain one or more of the following: palm olein, palm or coconut oil.
Okay.
Wheat flour, seasoning. Seasoning consists of natural flavors, shrimp powder, texturizer, parentheses, sodium diacetate. Rusk powder.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Sugar, salt, anti-caking agent, tapioca dextrin and a whole bunch of stuff I can't pronounce. Dehydrated potatoes somewhere down there.
And this is Jack and Jill brand.
Contains wheat and shrimp. Let me read the back.
Oh, it's shrimp. There's shrimp in it.
Hatid ing Jack and Jill Kropik Nimang Huan.
You don't speak whatever language that is. That sounds like Vietnamese. Marietta.
It actually sounds yeah, that's what I thought. Philippines.
Filipino. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to waste some of this out. We're going to have it.
We're going to eat some, what's it called? Nimang Huan?
Nimang Huan.
It's in a like a
it's
chip
like
bag.
Yeah, it just looks like a chip bag.
We don't know what they look like.
I think they're gonna look like chips too, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect that they will look like chips. Did we have a new dishwasher last week? We did, right?
I think so. Yeah, because they just came and gave us a dishwasher.
The important things that we need to tell you about podcast stuff. While we're having snacks, I would like to mention that we had our second patron.
Oh, we do have a second patron. It's so exciting.
That's super awesome. Thank you so much, second patron. If you want to give to our Patreon, we are on Patreon.
Patreon.com.
Search for AHA Podcast. We found out last week that it doesn't work without it.
Yeah, so I'm just going to go there just to see if anybody showed up since then.
No, we get email notifications.
Okay, yeah. AHA Podcast.
Yeah, dude.
Search for AHA Podcast. We have two patrons. Thank you so much for your patronage. That's enough to pay for some of our snacks and.
More to the point, like our server costs.
Server costs, yeah, for right now and then.
We keep saying server costs, like we have a server.
Well, we have a.
We
have
pay
Podbean.
We pay for our domain, but.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we have two patrons at $3 a month, and then our second patron, who is Marcus, right?
Yeah. I don't think we need to announce who our patrons are.
Why not?
I don't know.
But they get a shout out. I think people like when they get a shout out
on
the podcast.
Marcus,
thank you for being our patron. You get to choose a snack for us, so you can send us an email of any snack or
send us some English sort of stuff. You don't have to physically send us. You can suggest it. We can source quite a bit here.
Yeah, we can get if you have a snack that you like that's English.
We can
or whatever.
Find it or make it.
Or
here.
Buy it on Amazon or something. We can get it and we'll try it and let you know what we think.
So these look familiar.
Okay.
I don't know why.
How does it smell?
Familiar.
Okay.
They look and smell like I've had them before.
Oh.
They look kind of like.
It's like a fluffy, crinkly potato
chip.
It's
kind of like Munchums.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, but they're like ruffly.
But they're like ruffly and thicker. All right, let's do this.
I'm gonna eat a whole one. Ooh, it smells like a vinegar. Like a salt and vinegar chip almost. Mmm. It's like
Yeah.
I wonder if that's vinegar flavor, that's sumac.
It's really strong. Google cinnamon.
Ooh, that's spicy too.
Yeah, it's a little spicy. These are good.
Cinnamac? What is it?
I don't remember already.
You have it right next to you.
No, I don't.
Cinnamac. Cinnamac. Cinnamac.
Spiced vinegar.
Yeah, it's peppers and vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it. I like these a lot.
Oh.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Philippines. Your snack has warmed my heart and my tongue.
Mm-hmm. No MSG.
No, that's a different one. That's our next snack.
I don't surprise. You think there's MSG in this one? I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, look. It's got a lot of flavor. I don't think it needs it. No. Yeah, it's got MSG.
Good. It should. It's delicious. MSG is delicious.
Ooh, I love that. It's vinegar and chili peppers.
It's really spicy.
Like, that's the most flavor of anything.
That spice is really building.
Like chili vinegar?
Yeah.
Wow. I love it.
All right. Take those off there. I'm going to go measure our next one. All right. Our next snack.
I guess there's, like, garlic in there, too.
Yeah, there's definitely some kind
of garlic.
It's, like, garlic
and, like, chili peppers. And vinegar. Maybe some tomato.
Yeah. Natural spices. Garlic, chili. Medium chain triglycerides, in case you need those.
Okay.
Our next snack, made by the Nutritive Snack Food Corporation in, again, the Philippines. You've bought two Filipino snacks. Our third one isn't. Filipino, I don't think, but...
No, that looks like,
Ooh, that's some... That's some script.
Thailand,
okay. This one is called Mobi. Mobi Crunchy Chocolate Flavored Corn Snack. On the front, it honestly just looks like long Cocoa Puffs. So that's kind of what I'm expecting this
to be.
They
look like chocolate Cocoa Puffs. Or chocolate, Let me see it.
Like chocolate Cheetos, chocolate. But without any powder on the outside.
Yeah, I think poofy, they just... cheesy poofs.
They just look like poofs. Long, to me, like long...
Cocoa Puffs,
Cocoa
sure.
Puffs.
Yeah.
Can you hand me your water? I kind of need that, need actually, a little bit it turns out.
Ooh.
All right.
So did we share one serving of these?
Yes.
Wow, there's a lot in one serving, too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could eat a whole serving of those straight.
Mm-mm.
It would take a while because they're really, really spicy. Okay.
Right,
ingredients in this one, significantly shorter. Sugar, corn, coconut oil, milk powder, cocoa powder, artificial flavoring, lecithin, vitamin A acetate.
Okay.
That's it.
But no Cinemac.
No Cinemac. That's good. I'm done with Cinemac.
Let's get into Cinemac. Let's do it.
With what?
Let's get into it. We'll make some.
Do we have to make it? Just buy it.
How
right?
to make Cinemac. Just
buy it.
The first thing that popped up. I guess we
yeah,
could.
Yeah, there's probably like ingredients we don't have.
I mean, it just says get vinegar, chili, ginger, garlic, peppercorns, and an onion, and put them in a jar.
I mean, I don't have a chili, so.
Well, if we can get one.
Dang it. I was hoping to just pull this one open. It looks like a chip bag.
Yeah.
But.
It's in an orange bag.
It doesn't want to open like the other one, so I'm going to have to tear this one.
Thank you, The Philippines for making Cinemac. I never knew it existed. And now it's my new favorite thing. And it's not like it's like exotic, it's just stuff that we've already had, but the flavors combine to make it really good.
Yeah.
Cause it's like sour and spicy at the same time, which I really like.
Alright. It's another one that's 30 grams per serving.
I'm like 37 and I never heard of it.
Cinemac?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you're American and it's not American food.
Yeah, but I've had foods that aren't American.
Yeah, I know, but like, it's just fundamentally not though.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's a great idea. I just can't get over it.
All right, this is enough that I'm actually gonna split it into two bowls because it's not easily.
Are you just doing half a serving?
Half
a serving. Okay.
Guys, counting calories is a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing because you lose weight. It's a curse because you have to know how much you ate of everything you ate.
If you have a text message.
I probably do. It's fine. It's my. It's probably Dan. Hi, Dan.
Is it Dan?
Well, I'm sure. Nobody else texts me. It's like too late in the day to be anybody else. All right. There you go. There's your portion.
Ooh, that's a whole butt ton of it.
Yeah, it is a butt ton of them.
Ooh, it smells good.
Because they're mostly air, right?
Mm-hmm. I like that about these snacks. They're just mostly air, so you eat a bunch of them. It smells like chocolate cereal.
Chocolate, yeah. Well, that's, again, continuing with
I'm
gonna
the
chocolate
cereal
thing. I'm
going to eat this.
They look a little bit lighter than a Cocoa Puff, though. Like, ooh. Cocoa Puffs are really dense.
Oh, yeah.
And these are
lighter. These are really good. Like, the texture is amazing.
Oh.
They're very airy.
This seems familiar. There's texture.
It's almost like those peanut butter puffs that we had. The, like, Czech peanut butter puffs.
Yeah, but it's not. There's something very, very familiar about this texture. Mmm. It's not the texture, it's the flavor, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's those wafer cookies. They have like that, like they're long, like crisscross wafer cookies with like the... That's what the inside tastes like.
I'm going to save some of these for the rest, for the later, while I'm watching my movie. I like them a lot, but I like that there's so many in a serving and there's not a lot of calories.
I mean, it's quite a bit.
Many calories in half
it's
a serving.
It's 176 in one serving, so.
146. So it's 73
for what you're having.
Yeah.
It's a little bit on the.
That's not bad. 73 calories for a big bowl of stuff. I'm into it. And where it's 100 calories for those two little guys and those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Two little candies.
Yeah, but they're really good.
They are pretty good. But yeah, so we have an app.
Yeah, we clearly care about calories now.
So if you want to do, we're going to do a plug for, what is it, MyFitnessPal?
MyFitnessPal, yeah. If you want to know all the food I eat, I guess.
Well, we can be friends on there and I can see, and we can be accountable to eat one another and I'll get healthier.
Yeah. If
I'm going to go over my calories today because of all of our snacks.
I don't know that I will. Yeah, I will, but not by much.
All right. Put that down. You can eat them later.
By the way, sushi is lower calorie than you think it is.
All right. The next one, we're opening it up. It's called Elsa. E-L-L-S-E. Elsa. And this is Thai. It looks... It's like a little green cake.
Yeah, I think it's like... I think it's going to be like a green tea cake.
I think it's like
a... How many calories are in each 60. Cheese? In each one?
Yeah.
Nice.
We can share one. Or we can each have one. Whatever. I'll just share one. We each have a bite. They're little.
They're little. That's why I want to have my own.
It's called Euro Elsa. And it says a bunch of words in Thai.
I'm going to have my own.
Layer pandan flavored cake with white cream.
Pandan. Google pandan because that sounds familiar.
I kind of want to taste it first and then we'll Google it.
Okay. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's just green tea. I mean, I can look at the ingredients.
Oh, it's not. No, it's different.
Glucose syrup, milk powder.
It does not
smell
like green
tea. It's all just generically sugar stuff. There is egg in this, though.
These are tinier than I thought.
Which makes me think it's going to be very cakey.
It's like a little cake.
I hope they're good, because we literally have like 26 of them.
I'm going to take a bite.
I can't get mine open.
There's no cream in it, like it says.
Does it say there's cream? Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, it definitely does.
It's really good, though.
I think there is cream. Like, I'm pulling it apart. No. It's... The cream is brown? This is definitely misleading. Maybe you're supposed to put your own cream on?
Maybe. Really good, though.
It definitely says pandan flavored cake with white cream. I am opening this up and there is no cream. There's none. Unless this brown stuff here used to be white.
Yeah.
At some point.
It's fine. It's really good, though.
Really, I wouldn't be surprised if it was.
Just a little sweet cake.
Yeah. It's all right.
Pandan. I'm gonna look up pandan.
I don't know if I want to have 26 of these like we do, but...
Oh, we do. I'm okay with it. I'll have one as a snack every once in a while.
They probably last for nearly forever.
Pandan cake. Light, fluffy sponge cake of Indonesian and Malaysian origins with Dutch influence. Flavored with the juice of pandanus amaryllis leaves.
Oh, so it's leaf... Screw pine.
Screw pine.
I don't know what that means, but
that's what
it doesn't sound like a thing you'd want to eat.
It's used widely in South Asian and Southeast Asian cooking as a flavoring.
Yeah?
Yeah. Pandan. It's a leaf.
I don't want to visit South or Southeast Asia, but I do...
Want all their food?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's awesome. We had some good snacks.
There's been a temporary slowdown in the rich people's space program. Their astronaut keeps falling off the kite. Which reminds me, the other day, we Googled rich people names. You guys, people make lists of rich people names.
Charles, Edgar.
Rich people first names, rich people last names.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
And then the second thing that pops up is the most common last name for whites in the United
States. Yeah, if you Google rich people names, it's last name for whites. Which sounds about right. Open up that big long list. Find it. Find the list.
I'm doing it.
No, it's not that one. It's the one on Nameberry, I think.
This one? With all the last names?
No, the first names. Gotta love those snotty rich people names. Just don't read any of the people who might be listening to the podcast.
Okay. Do you want surnames or first names?
First names, dude.
Roland. Mm-hmm. Callahan. Orson. Vincent. Hayes. Whose first name is Hayes? You have to be
somebody,
real rich
probably.
To be named Hayes. Brock.
Alistair.
Mitchell. Samson. Ezra.
Nah, I disagree on Ezra.
Dermot. Dermot doesn't sound like a rich person name. That sounds like
a backwoods name. Yeah.
Beckett. Caspian. Donovan. I like
Donovan. Thane. Oh my god.
I like Thane.
No, that's the only one. Thane I ever knew was poor.
No, but that's a cool name. I just like the name.
No, you just Thane. Like it as a name.
Yeah.
It's a good name.
And these last names are really good. Yeah, you will agree. Rutherford. That is a very rich person last
Stuber
name.
Super rich person.
Davenport.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to find rich people jokes. And then we're going to get some rich people names on
it. I got a book at our local little library, too.
Yeah. So spread throughout Seattle, and I'm assuming other cities, there are these like little free libraries where you can just take a book and then bring it back whenever. And so, Adam picked one up, although
I'm
going
to give you some facts about the U.S. and British Virgin Islands after
I've got some other stuff here.
Rich people jokes.
I need two rich people last names.
Rutherford and Davenport
walked into a post office to buy stamps. They saw a poster that said, "Wanted for rape," with two photos of the meanest, blackest men on earth. "See," said Rutherford, "they always get the best jobs."
That's really good.
That's really bad. That's been racist. We're changing names here to make this not racist, and it's still racist.
That's so great. What year is... Did we ever figure out what year this book is?
70-something. 73 or something.
Larry Wilde.
77.
This was the best dollar I ever spent.
It really is. This dollar really... What's the third rich person name?
Next one?
Yeah.
Kingsley.
Kingsley got a summer job as a hotel waiter. The second morning, during a medical convention, a group of doctors sat at his table. One of the physicians noticed that Kingsley kept scratching his butt. "Hemorrhoids?" asked the MD. "Sorry," said Kingsley. "No substitutions on the regular breakfast." He didn't know what hemorrhoids were, right? Huh. Funny, right?
I think I don't want to eat somewhere where the waiter is scratching his ass all the time.
I need a woman first name. I don't know if there's going to be any on there.
Well, these are
It's mostly names. Man names. It's okay, there's another page.
There's another page. Ooh.
Oh, there's some women's names.
Petra.
Cassandra.
Oh, that's a good one.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's her signature of names. She might want to name her kid. Those are the things she said. Yeah, people are weird.
Jacqueline.
I'm sorry, that was her signature 5 years ago. This thread's 5 years old. No, we're going to with Cassandra.
That's a good one.
Dusting too enthusiastically, Cassandra the housemaid. Listen, sometimes
we have to.
The joke breaks down a bit. Cassandra the housemaid broke the marble penis of an ancient Greek statue.
Mm.
Quickly, she found some glue and put the marble male organ back in place, but in an erect position. I guess she didn't know. Later, Mrs. Vanderhoff, her employer, discovered the damage.
Vanderhoff.
That doesn't sound that rich, though. "Cassandra," she shouted, "how could you do such a thing?" "Well, lady," said the rich person maid, "all of those things I ever saw looked like that."
That's reasonable.
That's totally fair. I need two dude last names.
Two more last names?
Two dude ones.
I mean, women and men generally could have the same last name.
Yeah, but they need to be real dude.
Hollingsworth?
No.
Marlboro?
No, we're going to go Lexington and Pembroke.
Oh, those sound like streets.
They do. Just like the... I live in the corner of Lexington and Pembroke.
Yeah.
Lexington and Pembroke are sipping a beer at the neighborhood gin mill. "What have you been doing today?" asked Lexington. "I be laying linoleum," replied Pembroke. "Has she got a friend?" said Lexington. Get it?
Nice.
I like how one of them can't... One of them, like, doesn't have any grammar. "I be laying linoleum." And the other one asks, "Has she got a friend?" Not like, "Does she have a friend?" or anything that would be more pedestrian. Very proper. "Has she got a friend?"
She's rich. Was that Lexington or Pembroke?
That was,
All right. I would like to tell you some facts about Pembroke. The U.S. and British Virgin Islands.
Oh, please tell me some facts about the U.S. and British Virgin Islands.
Hold on. Let me find a good one. Did you know?
Mm-hmm.
Trunk Bay is the most popular beach on St. John and is in Virgin Islands
is
National Park.
Is there some, like, is there, like, a basics paragraph? Because I don't even know where the Virgin Islands are. Also, are there separate British and U.S. Virgin Islands? Do we own separate ones, or do we just,
there's
like,
a bunch of different...
Do we split them halvesies, or...
What's where? Let's go to page 10. There's a whole map.
The Atlantic.
There's a bunch of islands.
I would have expected the Pacific, so I'm not off to a good start.
I would expect the Atlantic, because that's where both of the English and Britain are both touching it.
Sure. Is there like a line of like, these are the English ones and these are the American ones?
I don't know.
Can I see
Saint
the map?
Thomas, Saint Croix, Saint Croix,
Saint Croix, Saint Croix, Saint Croix,
Saint Croix. Is that the French one?
How do you know if these are U.S.?
I don't.
Oh, maybe they're just only showing U.S. on this page. on the what's where.
Maybe they're just, maybe we share
them. Maybe we share them now.
Maybe we're friends with Britain.
I mean, we're tenuous friends. That whole Brexit thing really fucked everyone, but... Dude, I cannot tell.
I don't know if it matters.
There's like some fairies and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But they're everywhere.
Hold on, there must be like a paragraph that's like, something about a thing. Here's how you know about the islands. About this book. Unless we state otherwise, restaurants are open for lunch and dinner daily. We assume that restaurants and hotels accept budget credit cards. Hotel and restaurant price categories from cents to dollar signs are defined in the opening pages of the respective chapters.
You can buy it for cents. It's actually
super useful.
I know, right? The little photos books.
Go to the U.S. and British Virgin Islands.
Now that we have this book that we took from the portable library, or the tiny library.
You can still smoke almost everywhere in the U.S. Virgin Islands. However, smoking is not allowed in any public places in the British Virgin Islands.
Which ones are which?
I don't understand.
Is there a list?
Cars are U.S. standard vehicles, but you drive on the left, even in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
That's crazy.
I don't know if there's a list.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I saw a list of all the places that drive on the left side of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of them is the Virgin Islands.
Yeah. And one of them is...
I guess Britain won on that one.
Britain and Australia. And then a lot of the... Yeah.
Prices run about the same as you might expect to pay in New York City. Ooh, that's expensive.
Well, I mean, it's in the middle of nowhere, so you got to pay more for stuff.
One popular island-style fast food basic is the pâté, a fried pastry filled with conch, saltfish.
Conch.
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 Yeah, obviously, but I was being funny.
She was being funny.
Or hamburger, which islanders call simply meat.
Yeah. You want meat in that? Yeah, okay. That's what it is.
Yeah.
What year is this book from?
I don't know, it looks pretty recent.
It looks pretty recent, yeah. I'd say like late 90s at most.
Six. I would assume most six. 2012. Yeah, not bad at all. It's only 4 years behind. Checking email.
Oh yeah, email. I guess that would
sometimes they even have Wi-Fi. It's still not really clear which these are the
I'm trying to give facts.
Oh, I'm giving you facts.
No, but I need facts. I'm doing the facts. You did all the rich people jokes and I do the facts
about
the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, I just need to know about which Virgin Islands are which Virgin. Ooh, weddings and honeymoons. We didn't have a honeymoon.
Yeah, we did. It was at Gen
Con. It was at our wedding.
Yeah.
We should have a fancy trip. Okay, I don't think it's in here which ones are which. You just have to go there and guess.
It doesn't matter. Did you know some of St. Croix's best beaches are on the west end of the island, north and south of Frederiksted? You can have lunch at Sunset Grill and then walk right into the water.
Ooh. Okay, I'm going to see while you're doing that if our fitness app has our strange snacks in it.
Where
because
to
it
eat?
Has surprising snacks.
Do you want to know where to eat in Christiansted
you
on St. Croix?
You know what I do.
Angry Nate's. Angry Nate's is $2 signs. It's eclectic food.
Okay.
Serving breakfast, lunch, and
dinner.
Wait,
what's the definition of $2 signs? It said it would be at the beginning of every chapter.
Oh, it's different.
Like what the
one.
Number definitions are.
$2 signs is $13 to $20 per person.
Okay, that's what I would have expected, so.
Okay, Angry Nate's. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Angry Nate's has something for everyone on its extensive menu. Dinner can be as fancy as tilapia and garlic shrimp with mushrooms, white, and garlic butter. It says white.
Tilapia. That's...
Or as basic as a burger or chicken sandwich. If your taste buds run to hot, try the shrimp pistolette. Hollowed out baguette filled with shrimp and laced with really hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Ooh, if you want real fancy, for over $30 a thing, you can go to Kendrick's.
Look at that!
It came up.
The panda's in here.
This is cool. If we ever need to go somewhere. I don't know if we need to go to, like, a fancy island, though, because we already have, like, all
I've
the water.
I've never been to an island, though.
We have all the water and
no, I know. I
trees.
Know that we,
it's all green.
We have that all here, but I've never been to an island.
Hawaii is awesome.
Like, besides Bainbridge, which does not count.
I haven't been to Bainbridge since the last time I came here.
Yeah, me neither, but I don't really
feel
like we
should go there someday.
Yeah. All right, Crunchy Snacks. Mobo Choco Chum is on here. I don't know that. Yeah, the... calorie count's a little bit off, but...
Okay.
It says 160.
I hope you have all enjoyed listening to us on our podcast. And we will... We're gonna go. And,
are we?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe that the... I believe this apple, but I believe this... Like, the thing. Is that weird?
So, until next time, enjoy Cinemac. See if you can find
See if you can find some. For real, like, it's actually
good. It's really good. It's like chili and vinegar. And that's a great flavor combination that I never had before that I'm really surprised about.
Yeah, me too.
I
kind of want to eat the rest of them.
I think I'm going to stop saying, like, things with vegetables because they don't make sense anymore.
What?
Like carrot away.
No, they're great. What are you talking about? It's the best thing we've ever done in the podcast.
I don't know. I like the Pokemon Minute.
I liked carrot it away. That was you just wasted it. You just wasted it saying you're not going to say it.
I'm not ever going to say carrot it away.
Okay.
Goodbye.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.